Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And to cheat or not to cheat?
Not to cheat.
That is the question.
No.
I know if you ask my co-host, Brooke, she'll say, don't do it.
Yeah, I would. I would say don't cheat.
Yeah, does she really mean that? I don't know.
Yes,
text into 78592. Do you believe her, or is she just putting out a front so she can do it in secret?
Terrible.
But a cheater would say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
For me, though, I say go for it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Cheat away. And when you do, make sure you're really dumb about it so you get caught because we need more content for this segment.
Oh, yeah.
Called Busted.
Now I get it.
Just break your heart so we can do radio.
Yeah. If you haven't heard it before, it's where we help our listeners call out their lying, cheating, scumbag exes on the air for a little radio revenge, which is the highest form of revenge.
Yeah.
And we have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories. Let's start with Crystal. Crystal, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well.
I like when it starts with a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a few years ago, so now I can just laugh about it.
Okay. What happened?
Yeah. So, like, a few years back when everybody was voting, I'd already voted that day, but my boyfriend was voting, you know, later that evening.
Yeah.
He comes home and he's all pumped. And he's just like, well, it's voting. They're interviewing people after they voted. So they interviewed me and they said it's going to be on at 6 o'clock. So I want to see myself.
Okay. So they were interviewing people at the polls after he voted.
Okay.
Yeah. So we turn on the TV and I guess he didn't realize they were captioning this particular, like, story that they were doing as young couples coming out to vote.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah.
So it literally showed him, like, you know, they're asking, you know, like, you're out voting today. Are you excited? He's like, yeah, I'm excited. And they're like, great. So then he went and voted, and he must have thought the cameras were turned away or something, because then he walked over to this other girl and kissed her on the cheek, grabbed her hand. And...
Oh, my
no.
God.
Wow. Yep. Just an adorable little couple coming out to vote together.
That's democracy right there. Amen.
You choose whichever girlfriend
yeah.
I want.
The best part was I'm sitting there like, I certainly don't remember going to the polls with you. And he goes, you know they edited that, right? But that's not real.
As if it's like the Bachelor reality show.
They photoshopped that girl
yeah.
in.
Yeah, that's a deep fake.
They're just trying to make drama for the newscast.
All right, let's go to Arthur. Arthur, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hey guys, so I'm not really sad about it, but you know,
but I sound sad.
This is your happy voice?
Yeah, but
okay. All right, Arthur, where are you at? What happened?
Yeah.
So my previous girlfriend was really into like tanning. And one night we were hooking up, and something I noticed was like really weird with her tan. She had like a giant white handprint like on her butt.
Oh my god.
What?
Like
yeah.
the outline of a handprint?
Yeah, and like it was way too big to be her hand, and it definitely wasn't mine. But she actually admitted that she hooked up with the salon worker in the tanning bed, and so it was his handprint.
Oh, wow, dude.
Oh my god.
Well, was it hot and heavy? Because that hand must have not have been moving at all. I like it.
I kind of like it too, Arthur. Like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but it sounds kind of sexy.
I mean, the
beds are nice.
I know. It's nice and warm, cozy.
Well, it doesn't sound sexy to me.
Me either, Arthur.
Sorry, bro.
Sounds like skin cancer waiting to happen.
Okay, bro.
Okay.
Every time I pass a tanning salon now, I just think of my ex and that handprint.
Yeah. Those are everywhere, too.
Yeah.
You stay pale, Arthur. You stay pale. Yeah.
Let's move on to our last caller, Cassie. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I caught my boyfriend cheating in like one of the most craziest ways ever.
Okay.
So he usually just brings me lunch every Friday at work.
Mm-hmm.
And
cute.
He always would drop it off at my desk, you know, write me a little cute note and give me some candy, which
Aww.
Is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
He sounds like a small child. Give him some candy, a little
I
kiss
like
on the forehead.
Come on, don't be jealous now because your husband doesn't do this.
Yeah.
What happened, Cassie?
It was almost like a fairy tale. Like,
Aww.
But one day, I forgot to ask him something, So I ran out. I see him duck off into the emergency stairwell, which is really weird because we're on the 20th floor.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, you don't take the stairs that high.
I don't know. Maybe he's like on a workout regimen or something.
But down? He's going downstairs? Yeah.
It's the easy stair climbers.
Oh, I see.
Sounds like my kind of workout.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on here, you know? And I open the door, like completely confused, and he's right there with my receptionist, who just so happens to have her shirt off.
Shut up. Wow.
Well, maybe she was working out too.
Dude, he was hooking up with your receptionist at your work?
Dude.
Yeah, so immediately I confronted them, and I found out they've been hooking up every single time he brought lunch for me in the past 3 months.
Oh, wow. See, I told you, too good to be true. Yeah.
And you know she walks up to her every day, and it's like, oh, did he drop off candy?
Oh,
I wish I had a guy like that.
Yeah. Gross.
She does.
Nope, they're always doing something, you know?
Never trust a guy that brings you lunch to work, I guess.
Never.
Nope. Yep.
Text in to 78592 if you have a crazy story about how you caught your significant other being unfaithful. Maybe you can participate in our next edition of Busted. We have your phone tap coming up right after this.